Bonnie and Clyde met in Texas in 1930. Bonnie had already been married to an imprisoned murderer. Soon after they met, Clyde was arrested for burglary and sent to jail. He escaped, thanks to Bonnie, who had smuggled a gun for him. But police caught him and sent back to prison. After 2 years, these lovebirds had been resumed a life of crime. Later in 1932, Bonnie and Clyde began traveling with Raymond Hamilton, a gunman. When he left, they replaced him with another man. They always traveled in gangs. There were flyers all over the country, so if anyone had heard of them, they should call police. Bonnie and Clyde had been escaping successfully from the police until 1934. Special agents in Texas had learned that Clyde and his better half had been traveling from Texas to Louisiana. Police was hidden in the bushes when Bonnie and Clyde were passing by. They had noticed police too late, so Bonnie and Clyde were killed in 1934 with 167 bullets. At the time they were killed, police believed that these two committed 13 murders and several robberies and burglaries. But there was never a proof that Bonnie had ever killed someone, although there was proof that Clyde had killed two officers. Even though they were criminals, I think this was the most greatest duo I ever heard of.